Teatro Solis, Montevideo. The Teatro Solis is a renovated landmark in Montevideo dedicated to the performing arts, fine arts, and community awareness of the arts. It was restored completely in the 1950s and looks now like it did in the 1800s. When you walk inside, you are greeted by ushers, and today is good to visit because an English-speaking tour is beginning and I am hustled along to join it. There's no charge, and the two young ladies who take myself and a young man from New Zealand under their wings answer our most boring questions. Located near Independence Square in Montevideo, in the shadow of the Artigas statue and mausoleum, this theater is not majestic for me. It looks to me like a Roman 7-Eleven. My tour begins in a reception area just outside the theater's presidential boxes that are reserved for the president, his wife, and important guests. From the reception room, we are taken into the theater itself. The performing space is three floors high with individual boxes designed to give wealthy patrons a good view of the performance from any spot in the large room. From the main theater, we are ushered downstairs to a much smaller performing space suited to smaller kinds of performances. A trio comes on stage and sings for us, dances, and acts out a specialty skit. I'm glad when we are done to have had a chance to see a piece of Uruguay's culture. Even though the old rough pioneer American West had Shakespeare mixed with opera and can-can girls, I can't say I have arrived in Montevideo without seeing a few guidebook places. Going to the Big Apple without going up to the Empire State Building, for instance, would be a major faux pas. Next time down to Montevideo, I'll come back and take in a real play here. I bet there's gum stuck under the theater seats, and my guess is that it wasn't put there only by kids.